Thank you, God. We're taking our lives back. Come on, God. We're taking our families back. Thank you, Lord. We're declaring what's new. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a praise in this place. We're taking back what the enemy thinks he took, because he hadn't taken anything from us. Amen. Sometimes we kind of give him some things, but he's not allowed to take anything from us. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Somebody always saying that's a, dealing with the devil always. Oh, the devil. Let me tell you something. You better go back and you better read your word and you better check out the life of Job. Amen. You better check out the life of Noah. Amen. You better check out the life of David, because everything they faced, God allowed it to happen. Amen. Thank you, God. So sometimes, even, oh my God, Noah stayed in God's will, and he still had to deal with some things. Amen. Oh my God, Job was a righteous man. He still had to, became righteous. Amen. But we know David. David was a man after what? God's own heart. But David slipped, y'all, many times, amen, but because he was a man after God's own heart, that means God had favor for him, amen, in spite of who he was, and God knew he could use him, amen, and God knows the core of our heart, our minds, and our soul. God knows if he's going to be able to use us when he's ready to use us, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. So we're declaring this morning that what's new, amen. Amen. We're going to walk in the newness of life. Amen. This day forward, shall we walk in his perfect peace. You got me, Elder? You got me, Elder? Do you have me, Elder? This day, shall we walk, God, in his perfect peace, because greater is he in us than he that is in the world. And you got to declare that thing over your life every single day. You got to declare that over your life. You got to stand and look the devil both face and say, this day I walk in God's perfect peace. For greater is God in me than he that is in the world. Amen? Amen. You got to look the enemy in his face. And you got to declare that thing. When sickness tries to come upon you, when anxiety tries to come upon you, you got to look the enemy in his face, and you got to declare that this day, God, I'm walking in your perfect peace, not mine, not my husband's, amen, not my family's, but in your perfect peace, because greater are you, God, in me than he that is in the world. Thank you, Lord. I don't fight with the devil. I'm not going to fight with him. Amen? Thank you, God. Somebody asked me recently, how do you maintain? How do you, basically, how do you stay calm in the midst of stuff? Because I'm not dealing with stuff. I let God deal with stuff. Amen? Thank you, Lord. God, we got to get to a place where we understand who God really is. And when we understand him, we'll allow him to, amen, show us how to understand ourselves. Amen. Because God already knows us. Amen. We can't hide anything from him. We can't show God up. We can't show God out. My God, Elder, do you have me this morning? Amen. I hope you got me this morning. Amen. Amen. Because greater is he in me than he that is in the world. We're going to declare what is new. Amen. Amen. We're going to declare what's new every day. Thank you, God. Everybody running into 2020. Amen. Thank you, Lord. It's a new year. It's a new decade. It's not a new God. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Declare what's new. We're going to two portions of scripture this morning. And when we read Romans 12, God led us straight there for your hearing at that time. Amen. So remember that you must present your bodies a living sacrifice. Amen. Yeah. Biggest part of that, as it says, it's your reasonable service. It's what you owe God. Amen. Yeah. You owe God. Yeah. We always looking to God for something. We owe him some stuff. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Declare what is new. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, allow this word to move and to cut and to build. Build us up, O Lord, thy God. Keep us holy, O God. Strengthen us. Show us thine ways, O Lord, that we might be able to stand. And having done all to stand, God, that we live in excellence. We can walk in expectation of your salvation, oh God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Lamentations, the third chapter. Thank you, Lord, God. Oh, Elder, you got to help. Amen, amen, amen. I got it. Amen. Third chapter, the 22nd and 23rd verses, and we're reading from the New International Version. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Elder has it up on the screen for you as well. Amen. The Word of God says, because of the Lord's great love, take heed to this word this morning. Amen. Take this word in this morning. Amen. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. What is new every morning? What is new every morning? His compassions are new every morning. Because of his great love, we are not consumed. Amen? Amen. Y'all know what it means to be consumed? Amen? We are now, he has not taken us out, amen? He has not killed us, amen? He has not caused us to fall, amen? Because of his love, his great love, not just his great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. That means he keeps having mercy on us. Sometimes I say have mercy on God, amen? Sometimes I think we need to say have mercy on God because he always has mercy on us, amen? They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. We also are going to go into Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the 1st through the 13th verses. But we're going to ask you to go ahead and have your seat. Amen. 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 Hebrews 12, 1st through the 13th verses. We're going to touch on that as well. Amen. Thank you, God. Elders already pulled it up. Amen. Thank you, God. But go back a minute, Elder. Lamentations 3. My God, if we don't get anything else, we need to get this. So while we're trying to declare what is new, y'all can make your own topic. Come on, God. While we're trying to declare what is new, we got to think about what's old. While we're trying to declare, call out what is new. We want this to work and that to work. We got to think about what didn't work. Amen? Because if not, we're going to be making the same mistakes again. We're going to just have a cycle. Amen? We're going to just be going round and round and round. Amen? When you, oh God, there you go, God. There you go, God. God, I didn't mean that. Thank you, Lord. Circles. A circle. Think of a circle. I know my children know a circle is never ending. It's an infinite line. You know that, right? Because there's no end to it. A circle is never ending. And sometimes we call ourselves getting ahead of God, and we just find ourselves going in what? Circles. And you're going in circles, and you can't break the cycle. You're stuck. Amen? What you want to do is make sure you are in the right circle. Amen. You want to make sure that God is guiding you. And see, God is the only one. Let me tell you, I don't care how infinite they teach you that the circle is. God is the one who can break that circle. God is the one who can change the shape. Amen. God can cause that circle to turn into a line. God can cause that circle to turn into a square, a triangle, rectangle, because he's God. And he can do all things. Amen. Amen. But because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. How many of us should be consumed right now? If we look at our own life, our own self, how many of us should be consumed right now? Amen? We should be gone. We should be dead in our grave. We done acted up. We done cut up. We done ignored God. We done did what we wanted to do. We done treated folks this way, treated folks that way. We done, oh my God, we done stepped out. Not on faith, but stepped out of his will. But because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. That's the only reason why. You're not still here because you're great. I'm talking to me this morning. You're not still here because you can preach or teach or sing or talk or whatever it is you can do. You're not still here because of your gifts nor your talents. You're not here because of your wealth or your poverty, amen? You're not here because you're good looking or you're not so good looking, amen? You're here because of the Lord's great love. That's why we're not consumed. You're not here because of what you've done good, and you're not here because of what you've done bad. You're here because of the Lord's great love. That's why we're not consumed. Lord, have mercy upon us. What if God decided not to love me anymore? See, I told y'all, there's a lot of topics y'all can get out of this. What if God decided I'm not loving you anymore, Jackie? What if God decided, Mother T, I'm not loving on you anymore? Amen? Sometimes we like to stop loving. Thank you, God. Sometimes we like to stop loving. We get in our way. We get aggravated and agitated with each other. And we don't love each other no more. I have a thing that God gave me many years ago that says, even if I have to love you from a distance, I still love you. But sometimes God has to make me come out of that as well. Sometimes that person I'm loving from a distance, he said, get on over there. Go do what you need to do. And guess what I do? I go. Because of his great love, I am not consumed. Nothing of myself. We like the quick, fast, and the hurry, fall out of love. We fall out of love with folk. We fall out of love with spouses, and we fall out of love with our children. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I'm trying. We fall out of love. Amen. We fall out of love with family and friends, and we fall out of love. While God is still loving on us, we need to try to figure out how to fall in love. And we're not talking about a physical thing this morning, amen? We're talking about a spiritual thing. When we can love from the Spirit, then we can be all right. When we can give God some glory in spite of what's going on in our life, then we'll be all right. When we can love on that person that did us wrong in spite of, then we're going to be all right. Amen? When we can look beyond, amen, each other's faults and see each other's needs, we're going to be all right. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Now, God said, fix that this morning, Pastor. God didn't say be used. Amen? But he says sometimes you got to forgive. You don't. The word of God doesn't tell us to forget, y'all. I got to tell you. Nowhere have I found it where the word of God says forget. It says you need to forgive. Because it's hard to forget because we're born in flesh. We're flesh. Our flesh mind won't forget some things. But what needs to happen as we, God, here I go, Romans 12 and 1. As we present ourselves a living sacrifice. This wasn't even in here, God. As we present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, giving our reasonable service. What happens is we're able to love beyond what we think love is. When we line up with the word of God and stop riding, driving, walking, spinning in circles, you see, then we're able to see and declare what God has new for us. Amen? God, sick of us having the same old, same old. We're the ones that keep doing it. I really have. God did not create us to go through. Do you understand that? He didn't create us to suffer. He didn't create us to be aggravated and agitated. That's not why he created us. God didn't create us to be sick. God created us to have life. And when sin cut us off from that thing called life, what Christ did was came. He said, I come that you might have life. He's giving it back and have it what? More abundantly. I want you to have it more than what you had before. I'm stuck though, God. I can't figure out how to get out of this thing. Why does it seem like I've been in this situation already and I'm back in this situation again? I keep seeing the same things, cycles in my life. Why am I going in circles? Why can't I find what's new? You can't declare what's new until you find what's new. Amen? Amen. Go to Hebrews. Amen, God. 12:1-13. That first verse says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, it says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. That's just that first verse says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Stop bringing your bag. You can't declare what's new while you're holding on to the old. You got to let some stuff go. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, throw off everything that hinders. Y'all know what it means to hinder? Huh? To get in your way, to block you. You trying to go this way and there's a detour, there's a roadblock, and it's always something holding you up. Amen? You want to worship? And you can't because you got too much going on in your spirit. And you wondering why pastor can get up there in spite of, thank you, God, and keep going. It's because you cannot be hindered. You got to move. You got to speak that word. This day I'm walking in your perfect peace, for greater are you in me than he that is in the world. Even when I'm feeling at my lowest, y'all, even when things are heavy on my chest, y'all, God, sometimes I can't even get it out as forcefully as I can right now. God, this day, Lord, sometimes I have to cry it. I'm going to walk in your perfect peace because greater you in me than he that's in the world. Sometimes I have to walk around all day convincing myself of this thing. Greater are you in me, God, than he that's in the world. But so we speak it, so it shall be. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw it. Don't just sit it down because you might pick it back up. Throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. You sin in your mind, in your spirit. Your mind, let me remind you again and again, is the battlefield of wickedness, of evil, of sin, because it starts there perpetrating a fraud, and the sin cannot come to fruition unless you yield to that thing that has run through your mind, run through your spirit. You don't just go sin. You think about that thing before it even happens. That sin that so easily entangles gets us caught up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Let me remind us this morning that God does not live in unclean places. So if you're struggling with feeling God's presence, you might need to do some cleaning up. If you're struggling with understanding and hearing the voice of the Lord, you might need to do some cleaning up because his word declares he does not live in unclean places. He's not talking about your laundry room. Yeah. He's not talking about you left your bed unmade. Come on, God. He's talking about this place right here. It takes God to literally, when will we understand? It takes God to literally live on the inside of us. We have to worship him the way he is. The word says that God is a what? Spirit. That worship him, must worship him in what? Spirit and in what? Truth. God is a spirit. If you don't believe that God is a spirit, but that he is God and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, that's why you're short. That's why you can't get everything you need to get. That's why he's holding back on you, because you aren't diligently seeking him. You've got to look for God. God not going to just show up and knock on your door. God not going to pull up by your house and blow the horn for you to come out. You got to seek him. He's a rewarder of those. Because when you look for something, let me slow down for a minute. How'd I get here, God? When we search for something, that something must mean something to us. When we seek out something, it has more value to us than something that we just find. When we search for something, it has more value to us than something that somebody just gave us. The Word of God says that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. He didn't say stop by every now and then. He said diligently seek Him. When you strung out, hung up, struggling, see God. But more so, when things are going well, see, that's what we do. We forget about Him. When things are going good and we feel all right on the inside, we're not thinking about Him. See, you got to seek Him even then. Stay in His presence so He can stay in yours. Because as long as God is present, oh my God, I don't know where we went, Father. You're going to be all right. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Look at this next line. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. It says run, run, run. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It continues to say, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and protector of faith, the creator of faith. Amen. He who has given us what? Faith. It says, keep your eyes while you're running. And you're running faithfully, you're running with perseverance, you're not going to stop. You have to keep your eyes on Him. You can't see Him for the sin that so easily entangles. Amen? Thank you, God. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame. And he Christ sat down at the right hand of the throne of who? God. Consider Him who endured such opposition. That means take time, think about this is what Christ did for you. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. That's why I don't get tired of praising Him. That's why I don't get tired of helping people either. Amen. I don't get tired of witnessing and preaching. That's my help. Amen. 2020, that's the help they're going to get. Preaching and teaching the Word of God. 2020, thank you, God. Get ready, amen? Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Let me finish reading this. Fourth verse says, in your struggle against sin, we struggle. Listen now, struggle against sin, whatever your sin is, because all of us have sinned and come short of His glory. Whatever your sin is, I don't know your sin. You don't know my sin, but God knows our sin. Amen. Whatever your sin is in your struggle against sin, you have not yet. Why? You're struggling because you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. Just think that. In your struggle against sin, whatever your sin is, whatever you do, whether you're lying, whether you're cheating, whether you're fornicating, whether you're backbiting, well, oh my God, whether you are putting idols before God, oh my God, come on, God, whether you're stealing, come on, God, whether you're murdering, come on, God, whether you coveting, that means wanting what your neighbor or your brother, whether you're not loving the greatest command. Jesus, if you're not loving, you're sinning. If you're hating, you're sinning. If you're in discourse, you're sinning. In your struggle against sin, understand you have a struggle. I have a struggle because we have not yet resisted to the point of shedding our blood. That means we're going to be struggling. Some of us going to struggle. We're going to struggle till the day we die. All of us are going to struggle till the day we die. How many of us are willing to resist to the point of shedding our blood? That's Christ. He's the only one. He's the only one. And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son? Now, take this at heed. Take this. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. God is going to discipline us, y'all. If you think not, think on your life. Think on when things got hard because your head was hard. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. Do not lose heart when he rebukes you, though. You can't go down. You can't go under. Each of us who are parents, when our children step off, we get on them. But we want them to continue to love. Come on. Come on. We don't want them to give up because we own them. Amen. He says, do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves. Amen. If God not doing anything with you, you better be scared, because that means you might not be under his watch care. And if God doesn't love you, you won't be under his watch care. Amen. Amen. Do not make light of the Lord's discipline. And he chastens everyone he accepts as his son, as his child, as his daughter. Thank you, Lord. In my life, I've birthed one child into this world, but I've adopted many spiritually. Amen? Socially, I've adopted many. Amen? Thank you, Lord. I said to one the other day, I don't give my children a break. I can't step back, because if I step back and you falter, then I'm at fault. I have to stay on you, amen? And so you're going to receive it, and I'm telling you, 2020, if you're my child, you're my children spiritually, physically, I have some physical children other than Jolene, you might as well. Love me, I'm going to have to say or leave me. Because I'm not going to leave you. And God has been dealing with some things that have to be dealt with. Amen? Amen. You either going to love me or you're going to leave me. Amen? Right. When you receive what God says. But understand, don't lose heart when he rebukes you. Whether he rebukes you through me, he rebukes you through your parents, he rebukes you, amen, through the word. The word is made our prayer when we started. Allow this word to move and to cut and to build, God. Build us up, O Lord God. Children, sometimes we wonder why am I going through this? Why am I going through this? He does love you. That's why you're going through, because your head was hard for some reason. Now watch this. Job's head wasn't hard. And he still had to endure. Job still had to go through, because God needed somebody that he could cause to make the devil look bad. Let me be that somebody, God. If I got to go down, let me go down making the devil look bad on God's behalf. Job was a righteous man. God said it himself. And Satan had to go stand before God. Let me try your servant Job, since you think he ought. See, I can imagine the devil. This old sickness. You think Job all that? Job and all that. Let me try Job. Let me see what Job got going on. You think Job strong? Watch when I get to him. Oh, but God. Oh, but God said, don't touch his what? Can't touch his soul. Can't touch his soul. For what children are not disciplined by their father? Verse 8, if you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, listen at this, you're about to receive it, then you are not legitimate. If you are not, y'all missed it, disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate. You don't belong to God. If he can't discipline you, you don't belong to him. You don't belong to him. Thank you, Lord. If you do not, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you are not disciplined and everyone undergoes discipline, you are not what? Legitimate. You're not legitimate. You don't want anybody touching your children. Then to that person that you don't want touching them, they're not what? Legitimate. You don't want anybody saying anything. And this is the time we're in right now. You don't want anybody to look at your children. Come on, God. That if you don't want that person looking, their child is not legitimate to that person. Because if they cannot chastise, if they cannot discipline, if they cannot get them right, get them straight. Come on, God, they're going the wrong way. We can stop saying it takes a village to raise a child. We need to say we need the village to raise a child. See, folks don't believe in the village anymore. Don't you look at my child like that. And what you do the day you say it, you cuss your child's life. Honor mother and father. Children, listen to me. That your days may be long upon the land which the Lord God gives you. I don't care who's in charge of you. Whether you're at your parents' house, whether you're at your schoolhouse. Those people, when you walk in the door of that school, they become your parents. They become in charge of you. Y'all understand me? Do y'all hear me? When you walk into that teacher's classroom, she becomes your parent at that time. And the word of God tells you all to honor your mother and your father so your days can be long, so you can live a long life, a strong life, a healthy life, a good life. Y'all understand? And life, to be without life doesn't necessarily mean you're in the grave. You can be walking around dead because there's nothing good that's coming around you or coming for you or that's coming from you. Amen. Honor your mother and your father. Honor your mother and father. Even at my age, I have to honor my mother because I want God to bless my life. I tell the children that I work with every day, when you disrespect your elders, you cut your life short. You cut the hand of, you force the hand of God to move away from you. I don't care how old you are. I had to get on to one of my sons recently. I don't care how old you are. Then you're going to hear what I have to tell you from Thus Says the Lord. Amen? Amen. Because I'm trying to save your life. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We going. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us and respected them for it. Or we respect that. We mad for a minute, but we respect that thing. Bet you won't play with him again. That's it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They, the human fathers, disciplined us for a little while as they thought best. But God disciplines us for our good in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace. This day, God, I'm walking in your perfect what? Peace. For those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. Declare what's new this morning. Declare what you need this morning. But in order to declare new things in your life, that means speak new things, that means start over to reset. Amen. I do a lot of taping of shows I like to watch. I love that I can rewind. But in this life, we can't rewind and go back and do it over. Come on. We can watch reruns. We watch a rerun, what happened? The same thing happened the last time we watched it. Don't let your life be a rerun. Don't keep repeating the cycle. Amen? What you want to do is pray God you can what? Fast forward. and come out of that thing. Go ahead and bring this cycle to an end, God, and let me start new. Amen? Start over again. Come on, God. Declare what's new by living differently, by making different choices. Declare what's new by seeking God, because he is a rewarder of us that diligently seek him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We're almost done. Amen? Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We're going back one more time to Hebrews 12. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, and we're going to close. Got to bring it back up one time. One more time. Because of all that God just told us, all that he just said, what he really needs us to understand is that when we've been chastised, when he had to tear us up, I'll let the devil do some things. He gets permission, you know. He does do some things, but he has to get permission from God. Amen? As long as we're God's children. Now, when you out there on the devil's side, he can do what he want to do with you. When you step outside of God's will, the devil can do whatever he wanted with you. But even though he doing what he want to do with you, this still stands. Even though the devil whooping you up one side of your head and down the other, he done mess up your family, your children, your family, your husband, your wife. Things aren't going right, your job, whatever. You can't seem to make ends meet. You shouldn't be struggling at this stage in your relationship with God. What stage, Pastor? I just joined the church. I just gave my life. At whatever stage you're at, if you've been in the church 50 years, if you've been in the church 50 days, if you've been in the church 50 seconds, if you declare and decree that God is your Lord and Christ is your Savior, you should understand because of his great love. That's why you're not consumed. Because even if you just came in 50 seconds ago, while you were yet out there, God's great love kept you from being consumed. And he was saving you for such a time as this. For his compassions never fail. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. My sister and I were talking about the old songs and old hymns, and our children don't have those. They don't have them. They don't have them. They have songs, and they have praises, but the old hymns. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, the Lord has provided. Great is faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. That's what God does. They are new every morning. I was talking to him right now. God, great is your faithfulness. And we thank you now for this, your people. We ask you, Lord, for glory, for honor. We thank you, Lord, for your praises that you allow us to give. We thank you, Lord. Change the hearts of the people. Change the minds of the people. Cover us, oh God. Even in this world right now where war is there, God, you already said there will be wars and there will be rumors of wars. God, we cannot walk in fear. But let us walk in faith. Let us believe that you are. And that you are a rewarder of us who diligently seek you. And we pray these things. We cover our lives in Jesus' name. People of God, stand to your feet and say amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you.